Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pavlina R. Cherneva's The Case for a Job Guarantee is a concise economics and public policy book that argues unemployment is not an unavoidable feature of modern economies, but a policy. Written as a primer, it explains the job guarantee as a public employment program that would offer voluntary living wage work to anyone who wants it, with jobs organized around socially useful tasks, such as care, community development, and environmental restoration. The book is part defense of a macroeconomic proposal and part critique of the status quo, especially the idea that some level of unemployment is needed to control inflation. Cherneva presents the job guarantee not only as an anti-poverty measure, but also as a stabilizing mechanism that could support full employment, improve labor standards, and strengthen the transition to a greener economy. Its purpose is to make a complex policy debate accessible to citizens, activists, and policymakers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book rejects the idea that unemployment is economically necessary. A central argument of the book is that persistent unemployment should not be treated as a natural or acceptable condition. Cherneva challenges a long-standing policy orthodoxy that accepts joblessness as the price of economic stability, and she reframes unemployment as a failure of policy design rather than an inevitable market outcome. This matters because the usual justification for tolerating unemployment is often tied to inflation control and labor discipline. The book pushes back against that logic by arguing that the social costs of joblessness are too large to be treated as collateral damage. It presents unemployment as damaging not only to income, but also to health, family stability, community life, and civic participation. By starting from this premise, the book shifts the debate away from managing unemployment and toward eliminating it through direct public action. The result is a policy argument rooted in both economics and social ethics. Secondly, the job guarantee is presented as a public employment floor, not a welfare substitute. The book defines the job guarantee as a voluntary public service employment program available to anyone who needs work. This is a key distinction from means-tested benefits or unconditional cash transfers, because the proposal is built around paid employment with a wage floor, not income support detached from work. Cherneva emphasizes decent work, dignity, and inclusion, suggesting that jobs themselves can provide both purchasing power and social recognition. The proposal also functions as a labor market floor if the public sector offers a minimum standard job at a set wage. Then private employers must compete with that standard rather than rely on desperate workers accepting poor conditions. That design makes the program more than an anti-poverty measure. It becomes an institution that can improve bargaining power, raise baseline labor standards, and reduce the insecurity that comes from unstable work. The book is careful to frame this as a standing option rather than a temporary emergency response. Thirdly, the program is designed as a counter-cyclical macroeconomic stabilizer. One of the book's most important macroeconomic claims is that a job guarantee would operate as an automatic stabilizer. During recessions, more people would enter the program as private employment weakens. During expansions, workers would shift back into private sector jobs as opportunities improve. This makes the program countercyclical by design and gives it a stabilizing role similar to other built-in fiscal mechanisms, but centered on employment rather than passive income support. Cherneva argues that this approach can help maintain full employment without relying on the socially costly buffer of unemployment. The book also connects this to price stability, suggesting that a fixed public wage can anchor labor costs and reduce destabilizing wage swings. In this framework, the government does not merely react to downturns after the fact. It continuously absorbs labor that the private sector is not using, thereby supporting demand and preventing long-term detachment from work. The proposal is therefore both a labor policy and a macroeconomic management tool. Fourthly, job creation is tied to useful public tasks and a greener development path. The book does not present the job guarantee as make work. Instead, it argues that public jobs can be directed toward areas where private markets underprovide labor, especially care, conservation, community services, and environmental work. This is where the proposal becomes closely linked to the Green New Deal and broader ecological transition. Cherneva suggests that a public employment program can supply labor for needs that are socially urgent but often financially neglected, such as restoring ecosystems, supporting local infrastructure, and improving community resilience. That connection gives the book a forward-looking policy dimension. It is not simply about protecting people from unemployment, but also about redirecting labor towards socially useful and environmentally necessary activity. The idea is that full employment and decarbonization do not have to compete. A job guarantee can help build the workforce needed for a more sustainable economy while also reducing the human costs of economic transition. This makes the proposal unusually broad in scope while remaining anchored in concrete work. Lastly, the book is a policy primer that combines theory, implementation, and political relevance. The Case for a Job Guarantee is written as an accessible primer rather than a technical textbook, but it still aims to be institutionally serious. Cherneva outlines how the program could be administered, what kinds of jobs it might include, and why it differs from other labor market or income support proposals. This implementation focus is important because the book is not only defending an idea in principle, it is trying to show that the policy could be organized in practice. The writing style and structure make the book useful for readers who want a clear entry point into modern monetary theory adjacent arguments without needing advanced economics. Where at the same time, the book's broader political significance is clear, it places the job guarantee within contemporary debates about inequality, green transition, social justice, and the future of work. That combination of accessibility and policy detail is one of its main strengths, making it relevant both as an introduction and as a blueprint. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in labor policy, public economics, social justice, and Green New Deal debates. Policymakers, students, activists, union organizers, and general readers who want a clear explanation of the job guarantee will find it especially useful. Its main practical value is that it shows how full employment can be treated as a design problem rather than a distant ideal. Readers come away with a stronger grasp of how a public employment floor could support wages, reduce insecurity, and provide socially useful work during downturns. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects macroeconomic stabilization with human dignity and environmental transition. What sets the book apart from many similar policy books is its combination of conceptual clarity and institutional concreteness. It does not merely argue that job creation is desirable. It explains why unemployment is often tolerated, how a job guarantee could function, and what kinds of jobs it could produce. Compared with books focused only on welfare reform or only on stimulus policy, it offers a more integrated account of employment, price stability, and public purpose that makes it a distinctive and useful contribution to contemporary economic policy writing. If you would like to support Pavlina R. Cherneva, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.